Hello and welcome. My name is Declan. I'm a librarian with the Kenny County Council Library Service and I'm based in the Local Studies Department. Today in the second of our two short talks, we're going to look at some more notable dates in the history of Kilkenny City. And today we're going to look at the dates from 1600 to the late 1960s. And starting in the year 1603, churches in Kilkenny are seized by citizens for Catholic worship. Lord Mountjoy has William Archer, sovereign of Kilkenny, imprisoned. In the year 1609, a charter of King James I makes Kilkenny a city, and its chief magistrate is to be known as mayor instead of sovereign. In the year 1616, three mayors of Kilkenny are removed from office in turn for not taking the oath of supremacy. In the year 1635, an inquisition at Kilkenny into the lands of Iduark around Castlecomer, the O'Brennans, Lord Mountgard and Richard Buttle lose their lands in Iduark, which are awarded to the Wandesfords. In 1641, as the rebellion that had started in Ulster spreads south, Lord Mountgard takes charge of rebel forces in Kilkenny. 1642 is the start of the Confederation of Kilkenny. Confederate Catholics set up a legislative assembly and a supreme council to govern the parts of Ireland in rebel hands. In 1649, the end of the Confederate Assembly, as they make peace with the Royalists led by the Earl of Ormond. 1650, after a short siege and assault, Kilkenny surrenders to Cromwell. 1654, Kilkenny is ruled by Daniel Axtell as military governor. He is a regicide. There's no mayor for 2 years. 1662 sees the restoration of Charles II as King of England. Ormond is made a duke and returns to Ireland as Lord Lieutenant. 1676, the Duke of Ormond presents a silver mace to the city of Kilkenny. In 1687, King James II gives Kilkenny a new charter. Catholics are allowed to return to Kilkenny Corporation. In 1690, William III, having defeated King James at the Battle of the Bine, cancels the charter of James II. In 1715, the second Duke of Ormond flees to France. He joins the Jacobites there, who are supporters of the Stuart kings. In 1717, an act for the better regulation of the Corporation of Kilkenny and the strengthening of the Protestant position therein is passed by the Irish Parliament in Dublin. In 1718, a proclamation declaring that the Duke of Ormond is planning to invade Ireland with a Jacobite army. Between 1759 and 1761, the Tolstall, now known as City Hall in High Street, is built. In 1763, another great flood sweeps away both bridges in the city. In 1771, the Market Cross building 1335 is removed from the city. In 1782, Burrells Hall in James Street is opened as a Catholic school by the Diocese of Ossory. In 1782, County Hall, formerly Kilkenny College, is built. In 1829, Richard Sullivan and Redmond Reed become councilmen of Kilkenny Corporation, having taken an oath required for the relief of His Majesty's Roman Catholic subjects. In 1830, 28 Catholic freemen were admitted, having taken the same oath. In 1831, St. Cancer's Catholic Church is consecrated. In 1832, Richard Sullivan is elected a Member of Parliament. In 1836, Redmond Reed, elected mayor, is the first Catholic in almost a century and a half to hold the position. In the years 1843 to 1857, St. Mary's Cathedral is built. In 1842, Daniel O'Connell holds one of his monster meetings at Robert's Hill near Kenny's Well to demand repeal of the Act of Union. In 1842, Kilkenny Workhouse is built to build house more 1,200 paupers. In 1843, the first election to the reformed Kilkenny Corporation. 24 repealers elected to fill the 24 places. Edward Smiddick is mayor. In 1845, the beginning of the famine as the potato crop fails. In 1846, famine fever kills at least 1,300 people in the year beginning September 1846. 1847, in March, Kilkenny Workhouse held 2,228 people at the height of the famine. In 1848, the first railway engine arrives in Kilkenny in April. In July, the first excursion by rail to Townsend continues by coach and steamer. In 1848, William Smith O'Brien and Kilkenny failed to get support for the Young Ireland Rising. Also in 1848, James Stephens of Kilkenny, later founder of the Fenians, travels to Ballingarry to join Smith O'Brien's rising at Ballingarry. Also in 1848, Dr. Robert Cain, former mayor, is imprisoned after the rising. 1849, on his release, Dr. Cain is elected mayor for the second time. In 1858, James Stephen founds the Fenians, or Irish Republican Brotherhood, in Dublin. In 1865, James Stephen is arrested and escapes from jail. In 1890, after the Parnell split, the Parnellite candidates defeated the Kilkenny by-election. In 1904, King Edward VII visits Kilkenny. Also in 1904, Kilkenny win their first All-Ireland hurling title. In 1917, W.T. Cosgrave wins a by-election in Kilkenny for the Sinn Féin Party. In 1922, Republican forces in Kilkenny Castle are attacked by Free State forces during the Civil War. In 1935, Kilkenny Castle is closed up and the Ormond family leaves Ireland. 1965, the Kilkenny Design Workshops open, and finally, in 1967, the Marquess of Ormond presents Kilkenny Castle to the people of Kilkenny.